How to tackle online harassment and harmful communications will be discussed at an Oireachtas committee later today. Legal experts will appear before the Joint Committee on Justice and Equality, and among those experts is cyber psychologist Dr. Mary Aiken. The attention economy, in her view, has allowed extreme harmful content to thrive in the online world as clever algorithms promote such material, and children often fall victim while online companies make money. Mary Aiken, good morning.
Good morning.
This is the third meeting of the committee which seeks to hear what opinions, or what options rather, are available for reforming our laws to protect internet users from online abuse and bullying. And you believe it's not as complicated as we might think.
I think the point is that we actually have to broaden the scope of the inquiry. I mean, this morning we're going to be talking specifically about harassment, harmful communications and related offences. But my point to the committee this morning is that they need to, in order to consider this properly, they're going to need to broaden the scope of their inquiry. So let me give you an example. The UK approach, and I've worked closely with the DCMS, which is the relevant department there, which is why I would reference that approach, does not focus exclusively on fragmented aspects of harm. Rather, they're considering a broad range of harms simultaneously. Online anonymous abuse, harassment, cyberbullying, violence online, underage sharing of images such as sexting, self-harm and suicide. So they're looking at this whole broad range of harms. And I suppose the point being that is connectivity. All these things are connected. So there's a relationship between cyberbullying, self-esteem, and self-harm. There's a relationship between sexted images, harassment, and then online coercion and extortion. And there is a relationship between harmful content, such as adult pornography, on children's smartphones, and then sexual assault committed by children on children.
In response, the Department of Communication has pointed out to us that Minister Richard Bruton has announced that he will bring a heads of bill to government before the end of this year, which will outline the key measures to be included in the bill. These measures will mean, for the first time, setting a clear expectation for online platforms to take reasonable steps to ensure the safety of the users of their service, including in relation to cyberbullying or material designed to promote suicide or self-harm. Do you think that his proposed laws will go far enough?
Well, without seeing a draft of how he intends to apply the measures, and more importantly, how he intends to enforce. Who is supposed to enforce these measures? I mean, what statutory independent body is going to oversee
the process? Department looking for submissions from bodies to do this, including, I think it was the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland, or among many who've applied?
Well, it'll be interesting to see if an entity such as the BAI is set up to independently police this. I mean, if you take something like cyberbullying, that effectively is a big data problem. The sheer volume and velocity of content. Our Gardaí are already struggling, significantly under-resourced. So if you're going to create a law and it has the volume that these sort of crimes have the potential to generate, then how are we going to enforce it?
Mary, thanks very much for speaking to us again this morning. That's Dr. Mary Aiken, who's a cyber psychologist. She's also honorary professor at the Department of Law and Criminology at the University of East London.